Move the sugya of Yichud. I'll start with a simple shaila, which comes up very often. Somebody asked me today that Ben Starmi has a cleaning lady in his house. So he's going to be there with the cleaning lady, and his wife's going out shopping. The question is, in that situation, what's the eitz that they got out of Prama Yichud? Just him and the cleaning lady, no one else is there. His wife is not around, so that's a Prama Yichud. It's one man and one lady. And the shaila is, what to do in that type of situation? We also mentioned the shayla last week. We said by babysitting, a lot of times you get into a shayla of yichud. For example, if you have babysitting for your three-year-old daughter, and your three-year-old daughter has a friend, so that's going to be a problem of yichud. You're there with the three-year-old daughter's friend. So you and her is a problem of yichud. Once a girl's 3 years old, already there's a problem of yichud, and your three-year-old daughter's not a shomer. So in that type of situation, it's a problem of yichud. And the question is there any eitzah, what you want to do if you're in that type of situation? So something called Pesach Pesuch Shusharab. The Gemara says that if you have a door which is open to a public area, over there there is no problem of Yichud. Why is there no problem of Yichud? Being that somebody could come in and a person would be afraid to do something wrong when the door is open. So over there is no Issa Yichud, and that's always, in most situations, that's always an Eitza one could use, is open up the door, that will get out of the problem of Yichud. Now, in order for it to be Pesach Zerabim, it has to be a time or a place that people go by. For example, let's say 3 o'clock in the morning. Someone wants to ask me to shout, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. He came back from wherever he was. His parents weren't there. And it was just his sister with a friend. So at night, the halacha is you have to have 2 shayim. So you want to know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a matzav yichud, whatever the case was. And he wanted to know, can he open up the door and just leave the door open?
No.
So if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, in most normal societies, 3 o'clock in the morning, there aren't people walking around. You know, maybe from basis it'll be different. A lot of bachim around. But in a regular normal situation, 3 o'clock in the morning is not a situation where there are people around. It has to be a situation where there are people around. If people are not going to be around, there's no heter pesach pesach shirab. There's every single time has to be a zman when the people are going around. In some neighborhoods, could be 10:30 in the morning. It could be also, you might not have had the Pesach Shabbat. It could be 10:30 in the morning. There are places where it's a ghost town. All the men are at work or yeshiva. And, you know, depending how much, you know, with the ladies at home and not all. It also could be a situation where it might not be the Pesach Shabbat. The site is, there has to be a time and a place where there are people going by. That's where you have had the Pesach Shabbat. I'm saying, and if people wouldn't be going by, then there would be no had
the back of the house.
No, once the door is open, anywhere in the house is okay. It's afraid people come in. That's why, for example, let's say Muncie, some place in Meyer, and they say it's not so possible to say I've had to pass the Swiss Rabbin. A place where it's, in places like where you have, just keep, if you keep the door of your house open, or if it's not locked, wherever it is, but you have like a, you know, a big yard in front, and the people going on the street, so a lot of dafka, that's going to be had to pass the shirab, because no way in the world, if the door is open, somebody's coming in and is coming in. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not such a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, if you live in apartment buildings, it might say if you leave your door open in Eretz Yisrael, just try it. Leave the door open in Eretz Yisrael, so chances are either a cat will come in, or whatever, or if you live in apartments where there are a lot of kids around, kids could walk in, and their parents chase after the kids. Mushalachim walk in. So it's a shul. The bechalal is no shaila. If you leave the door open, it's definitely no problem. As long as it's only hour of the day, it's definitely okay. But in places where the situation is that no one's going to walk in, it's not so much of a bechalal. You're saying we can have to pass up to shirab. Okay. We'll be alach if the door is closed but not locked. And tonight we're talking about the door is open. The door is open. Basically, it works as long as it's a time when there are people walking around. Door closed, not locked, is a rebbe machlekes. There's a Chuvah Sarajva says even the door closed, not locked, is okay. Basically, Kivega will say it's a Toyah Sefer, because there can't be such a thing. It's not shy to say the door closed, not locked, that's going to work. Just because the door is closed, make a taste, that should be out there. I might say the door is closed, you're together with her, and it should be out there. And it's a big machlekes in that chreinim, whether door closed and not locked is not enough to take care of the problem of Yichud.
What? The only Chuvah Sarajva for that? That's in the
car for this. It's Chuvah Sarajva. It's also Rabbeinu Yonah, but the main because of Chuvah Sarajva, someone says it's Tel Yisayfer, the Rav says it's not a Tel Yisayfer, it's very, very machlekes. My supposed to say like this, if you're in a situation where if the door is closed and not locked, still people would come in, so then definitely it's okay. Rav Yaakov Kametsky said that. And Litta, if the door wasn't locked, you know, people just knock on the door, walk right in, you know, it wasn't a problem. And then over there you can be stomach on the door and closed and not locked. I'm thinking if it's a situation where no one's going to come in, then you really should not be stomach on, unless it's Mamashat Chagadol, you should not be stomach on the door being closed and not locked, unless it's a situation where people would walk in. A doctor's office, right? A doctor's office could be a matzah where the door is closed but not locked. But the reason why it's not going to be a problem with Yichud is because the secretary just knocks on the door and walks right in, right? The secretary just knocks on the door, walks right in. And that's why over there, take it, even though it's closed, not locked, over there it's going to be okay. But if you're in a situation, a regular normal situation, where the door is closed, not locked, over there people are not going to walk in, you should not be Sandra Khan. That's a big mistake. As the babysitters do a lot. The girls are afraid to leave the door at night open or even close unlocked. So what they do is they open up a little bit, put on the chain. So nice, but no one could get in. So if you're in the area they can see, then in the Hanami. But if you're in the back room or something like that, it's a problem. That's a very big mistake. That happens very often. That happens very often. Fine.
To be in the public area of the house, it helps.
When they're public area.
No,
so if people can see, that's also okay. Just like Pets of Sukha Sharab works.
Close with the key in the door.
If somebody can see in, just like Pesach, Pesach, Rabban works, so through the other window it also works. And if people can see in, it's definitely okay. So like what I'm saying, Pesach, Rabban normally...
A video camera where someone can see after.
After?
It's on tape.
It's pretty schwer to be someone with a video camera because very easy to play around video cameras. In the court of the law, they're not accept videos for evidence because to play around videos is very easy. So it is pretty schwer. You know, it gets you deleted, my bad. Or you could play around with the videos, you could, you know, do a lot of...
Where, let's say, you're not able to play around with it, or the tapes aren't...
Technically, active. Maybe, yeah, but there's always ways...
You know, someone's not going to see you since they could see you...
Then maybe they'd be immersive. Could be they'd be immersive. But in general, we're not going to be someone. So, Pesach Rabban normally is going to be great. So, back in case the clean lady, just open up the door, Ben Storm, people walking by, open the door, and that'll be okay. Same thing for baby, same for your three-year-old daughter. There's another girl there, just open up the door, and you're definitely okay, and there's no problem. What about if it's Libay Gaspa? Does Pesach Rabban work in a situation where it's Libay Gaspa? What's Libay Gaspa? We said Libay Gaspa is somebody you're very hamish with, like that's what we said in Eretz. So they say, if you say hello to her, it's considered Libay Gaspa. We said that's what they say in Eretz. So if a Pesach together is somebody you're very hamish with, that's together Libay Gaspa. It could be, for example, a first cousin who you grew up with, you know her very well. It could be somebody you work with. It could be a secretary. All the situations, Libay Gaspa. And the question is, does Pesach Rishus Rabban work in a matzah of a Libay Gaspa? For those of you remember from last week, we said Baal HaBir was Alach Libay Gaspa? What? Baal HaLibay Gaspa does not work. The question is Pesach Pesuch a better heter than Baal HaBir or not? So it's a very big machlekes. Saying it's machlekes, Chalks Machlekes by Shmuel, with the Taz. Machlekes mamish across the board. The ik of the place where I'm not so simach on in a matzah of a Libay Gaspa. If it's a real Libay Gaspa, we're not so quick to be simach on it. This is true from Moshe. Moshe was asked, he got to Shailan camp, he got a letter from a boy and a girl that they wanted to know, they don't want to hear any Musar, any Milich Hasidus, they don't want to know anything wrong with being friends. Not going to do Nagia, not going to do anything wrong, we're just going to schmooze, have a good time together. They said they don't want to hear any Milich Hasidus, any Musar, is also Mikar Din or not. So Moshe wrote back that before we get to Shaila Yichud, we wrote back that there's a drasha that says that the Ishal Sukavu, the Nichlal in the Lav of Ishal Sukavu, if you have a conversation with a lady or a girl and you're enjoying it because she's a girl, that goes into the Lav of Sukavu. So Moshe said that the reason why you want to have the boyfriend, when the boy wants to have a girl, the girl wants to have a boyfriend, is not for some regular friend, because you know, why don't you have another boy? You know, Why do you want to be friends with a girl? It's sad because she's a girl. That's the reason why. And if you're enjoying the conversation because she's a girl, that goes into the lav d'oraisa of Leisukavu. Which is a very important thing to remember. People go out to the workforce and you have co-workers. If you're having a conversation with somebody, enjoying the conversation, you have to remember, it's a lav d'oraisa. So then Moshe writes, what about, and also, Moshe says, also you're going to come to Yichud. That if you're fine with each other, you're going to be a matzah. Yichud, I don't know, you're going to leave that you're gonna make it a matzah pesach pesul shabbim. So Moshe says on Libay Gaspa, we're not samech on the heta pesach pesul shabbim. We're not samech on heta of Libay Gaspa. So this could be negayah for the mashal. Let's say you buy your in-law's house, and we said last week some people are very hamish with their mother-in-law, and some people are very not hamish with their mother-in-law. So if you're very hamish with your mother-in-law, you feel very comfortable, or your sister-in-law, and no one else is home, so we said balabir definitely doesn't work if it's a big aspa. And Pesach Pesach Rabim is really not ideal to be Samachanim. It's doing Machlokes, and ideally one should not be Samachanim. So if you're in that type of situation, you should leave the house, and you should be Samachanim on that thereof. Pesach Pesach Rabim, the case where it's the big aspa. What's the halach if you have the door closed, but you want to give keys to a neighbor? Does that work or not? So this is very negate with the, when if you have babysitters at night. If you have babysitters or girls, in general, they do not want to leave the door open. They're afraid. Even to leave the door locked, unlocked, they're also scared. So they want to lock the door. So let's say you have a girl babysitter, same negate my five. A girl babysitter and a boy who's 11 years old and a boy who's 7 years old. So at night, that's going to be a problem. You have to have two shamrim. So the question is, if she locks the door and you give keys to a neighbor, does that help you for the problem of yichud or not? So the truth from David Mesham, it says that if you give a key to somebody and the person can walk in at any time, so David Mesham says that's going to be okay. Being that somebody has a key and the person can walk in, Rabbi Asher said that really what you should do is ideally you should give the key to either a family which has three people who could come in, or give out three keys, and if you give the key to somebody else, and when they can walk in at any time, that'll be okay. That'll be Me'ain Pesach Pesach Rabim. And therefore, that's what you do. You have a babysitter, you should give out the keys to neighbors, and then she can lock the door. Yeah, you tell them they could come in. You know, just having the keys not going to do anything. If the point is that being that they could come in, therefore that makes it like a Pesach Pesach Rabim. The door's locked, right? See, laws you have to Pesach Pesach Rabim. Or it's late at night, there's no one around. If you give a key to a neighbor, I'm sure they could come in any time, then it's like Pesach Pesach Rabim. So if you actually say you should have ability for three people to come in. Three has more of a din shel sarabim. Basically, there's a suffix, you could ask shel sarabim. So once you have three already, it doesn't have to be three keys. It could be a family which has three people which could come in, and then it's okay. It would help for the way gaspa pashtas now, I'm saying. Pashtas now. No, it has to be, that it just makes it like pesel shel sarabim and somebody can come in. Yeah, even that might not. Just like Pesach Rabim doesn't work because we're afraid. It'll be totally Pesach Rabim. If we're not Pesach Rabim, then...
That's more than Rishon.
It's not part of that, it's more. Somebody could come in, every Pesach Rabim went with Havana. And since the olden days, Havana Pesach Rabim was that Pesach, so people could come in. They could come in. So it's a little bit of a difference, the fact that they might come in. Fine, let's move on to Shemir. So, during the day, we said last time, during the day, in order to get a problem of Yichud, so... One man and two ladies would be considered problem yichud. If you have one man and three ladies already, then there is no problem yichud. If you have one man and two ladies, but if one of them is a shomer, then the halacha is no problem yichud. What's considered a shomer? So a shomer is any relative that there's no chashash, that there's no it's a yichud with over there, that's considered a shomer. For example, you, your sister, and her friend. Let's start during the day. Over there, even though it's one man and two girls, but being that your sister is no kshash, so your sister blights a shomer, and therefore it's okay to be you, your sister, and her friend. That's not a problem because you have a shomer, and therefore it's considered okay. Same thing, mother-daughter. Any time you have a situation where one of them is no kshash, then it's okay. Let's say one of the ladies has a bala beer. You, a lady, and let's say, and a different lady, right? One of the ladies have had the bala beer. So being that one of the ladies has had the bala beer and there's no kshash on her, so maybe she lives a shomer for the other person. So that's all during the day. When it comes to night, the halacha is you have to have two shomer. One shomer is not enough, and now you have to have two shomer. And why you have to have two shomer at night? Because the chesh is that during the night, somebody's going to go to sleep, and you're not going to be left with two shomer. You're not going to be left with a shomer. So the halacha is at night, you always have to have two shomer. So therefore, if you come back at night, and your parents are by chasana, and it's just you and your sister and a friend. What will be the halacha at night? Huh? It's asa, right? At night you have to have two shomrim, and a sister and a friend will be a problem. Same thing is in the game with Bachram. So two Bachram, they went to Tzvas for Shabbos. They stayed by Alman's house. So they're there. So during the day, the halacha is The halacha is two men with one lady, there's no kshan shichud. At least for Ashkenazim, two men and one lady, there's no kshan shichud, because one man is a baris of the other man. So each one is a shem for the other one. So that only helps me in the day. Once you get to night already, so over there, you have to have two shemrim. So if two men are with one lady at night, that's no good, because you only have one shemrim. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. So for those bachrim to go to this almana for Shabbos, being just two bachrim with one lady over there is a problem, because at night you only have one shemrim. And therefore, halacha l'maisa will be considered a problem.
Night
means a time where people go to sleep. It could be telling the ages. You know, so if you have kids, it knows to tell you the people, the players in love.
Let's say one goes to sleep and one feels the other has no shemrim.
That what?
If one of them goes to sleep, the other one has no shemrim, they still call the
shemrim. No. A shemrim could be when you're sleeping, no. Even, it works when you're sleeping. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning, everyone's sleeping, that works. But it works. And as the Vada is, once there are enough people in the house ready to wear shemrim, that's okay. But we're saying at the time when people go to sleep, over there you can say, I want shemrim. And over there you're going to have to.
Is it the day after shemrim goes to sleep, it's a problem?
Day passes is better because it's not really such a real sleep. Work with someone in the day is better because during the day, person doesn't, you know, it's not a night sleep. And if something happens, maybe a person will wake up. So, when it comes to kids, what age is a kid a shomer? So, the halacha is that a kid is considered a shomer. Why? Because a kid, we're not chashish that the girl or the boy will get involved in the whole ma'isa. So, therefore, a kid is considered a shomer. Then, for example, let's say it's you and your sister-in-law, but there's a kid over there, a certain age. So the kid lives a shomer, and therefore during the day that'll be one shomer and it'll be okay. Just ask, what age does the kid consider a shomer? The person give all different types of ages. The Yisrael Dov is, if the kid is old enough to realize that if something went on, something wrong went on, the kid's old enough to realize that it happened, and the kid's going to say it over, then the kid is considered a shomer. But if the kid is too young to realize, he wouldn't chap that something wrong is going on, so over there, the kid is not old enough to be considered a shomer. So I had some children, when they were 5 years old, they were very with it, and even from the age of 5 years old, they would be considered a shomer. Other kids, a little spaced out, and even when they were 7, they went there to realize. So the Yisrael Dov is, if the kid is with it enough to realize that, you know, you're doing something wrong, that they realize it and say it over, and then the kid becomes a shomer, and that would be considered enough to be considered a shomer. In general, the place can say 6 to 9 is definitely considered a shomer. 5 already is already very gvuli. 5 depends on the kid. If the kid's very with it, 5 would be exceeding enough. But definitely 6 to 9 is also exceeded okay. 6 to 9 definitely is the age where it's considered okay.
After 9,
so Chazan says, 9 to 11, you could send on Shasar Chak. You could send on Shasar Chak till 11 years old, that it's also considered a shomer. That till 11 years old, we're not conscious that they'll get involved in the Hamaisa. Very old, so Moshe is true about. Very old is very common shayla, very serious shayla, because having an attendant. But Moshe says on Yichud Darabanan, Yichud Simchan, and on Yichud Daraisa. And he's not with Simchan Daraisa, only Darabanan, because that's what Moshe is asking. Fine, so about going to a doctor. We mentioned a doctor before. Then again, going to a doctor. So start both ways. Let's start first with a man going to a lady doctor, and then we'll go to a lady going to a man doctor. So first, all the places say, ideally, men should stay the men, and ladies should stay the ladies, for a lot of reasons. And that's always the ideal thing to do. Unless the other doctor is much better, or there's a strong sibo to go to a man to go to a lady doctor, a lady to go to a man. In general, what's recommended is that you should stick to the same gender and you shouldn't be mixing going to other genders when you're going to doctors. Been a gay gynecologist, so when I came 15 years ago, so there were very few lady gynecologists. Nowadays, a lot of good lady gynecologists, and really ideally, you should be looking for, your wife should be going to a lady and not going to a man, unless there's a specific reason, but ideally a lady should be going to a lady and a man should be going to a man, and there are a lot of lady doctors around. Happens to be just now, that for those of you who live in the Ramatasco, Sanhedrin area, Sanhedrin Mechaveh, they just opened up a clinic in Sanhedrin Mechaveh, Bakolin. Over there, there's a lady doctor for a gynecologist, so that was a good idea. It's convenient, and it's also better. So let's go, if you have a sibah to go to a lady doctor, let's start with a man going to a lady doctor. So let's discuss, is it a problem? So if you go to a lady doctor, so if she has a bala beer, so then bala beer, there's no kshash yichud. So if she has a bala beer, then it's okay, and there wouldn't be a kshash yichud. In general, you can have no clue whether husband is in, you know, whether husband is around. You're probably not going to ask. And it's not so. If you don't know, so it's a suffix, you know, it's a suffix derisa, and so that you can't be same on it. If you don't know, it's a suffix derisa, and you're not right to be same. We'll assume that her bowel is beer. Also, if it's a guy,
the wife of the doctor.
Let's say we're talking about a man. A man's going to a lady doctor, and if she has a bowel beer, then it's be okay. But you have no idea, so therefore you can't be same on it. Also, by a guy, if it's a goyish doctor, there's not the bowel beer. Bowel beer only works on Jews. And again, if the doctor is a female doctor, she's a guy, over there, is not the Baal Beer, and can't be Samachan.
Not from Jews also?
Not from Jews, Rashi said, yeah. Well, my Rashi said, they would be at the Baal Beer. Come on, the husband's Makbid. What do you say? He's considered a parts of Dafkas Shemer, it gets in the Machlekas Kashach of parts, but maybe we'll get that. Right, so the Iker had there, when it comes to doctors, man going to lady doctors, we said before, is that the passive social rabbi. Most doctor's offices, at least in Eretz Yisrael, the secretary just knocks the door, walks right in. Being that they walk right in, it's considered a pest versus rabbin, and even though the door is closed, being that they can walk right in, then it's going to be okay. That's the main hatchet. If it's a matzah, but they're not going to walk in, then echnami is very not poshut, it's pretty shver to be samachan. If not the baal beer, and no one's going to walk in, then it's very shver to be samachan, then definitely. If it comes to therapists, by the way, therapists also, that for sure, you should always stay to the same gender. That because therapists always have to have psychiatrist always has to be a patient relationship with the doctor, and there is much more to the gospel, there is much more chum. Now, in terms of a lady going to a gynecologist who's a man, so as I said before, lachila, I'd rather try to go to a lady. If you can't go to a lady, so you go to a man. So, shaila is there really are three shailas when it comes to going to gynecologist. One is a shaila yichud, two is a shaila mitzat snias that she's exposing herself. And three is the shayla negia that the maestro, the doctor, is touching. So the shayla is all these things on them. Are they a problem or not? Are they a lechila or not? So let's start first the yichud problem. In terms of the yichud, so as you said before, we have the two atirim again. If it's baal beir, if the husband's in the city, so vaiter, baal beir works, and there won't be a problem of going to gynecologist if the husband's in the city.
Even if the husband has a full-time job or is in yeshiva,
yeshiva for sure, if it's shaykh for him to come. And as if he's a doctor doing open heart surgery, then enochanami not. But if it's shaykh for him to come, or Yashu said, even if it's unlikely, yeah. He should know where the doctor's office is. If he has no idea where the doctor's office is, or where she's going, or that she's going, then it could be a problem. He should know where the doctor's office, you know, just barak where it is, and then you can be sent on Bala Be'er, as long as it's not the big aspa. There's a said before that people might walk in, so mitzad yichud, it's not the end of the world that people can walk in, therefore it's going to be okay. In terms of the negia and the stakless, so there's a shach and some kuf tzadikay at the end of the simen, basically makes the machlekes between the Beis Yosef and Ashkenazim. The machlekes, if you have a negia, when it's not negia shel chiba, if a man touches a lady. A lady touches a man. It's not Petor Chiba, it's the Isra Lissikavu. The Beis Yosef understood that Lissikavu is even Stamzai like touching, that's going to be also Lissikavu, and the Gia, even though it's not a Gia Shechiba, is going to be also. The Shach is Chiluch, and Shach says, I know. Everyone agrees that if the Gia is not a Gia Shechiba, you're just touching, you're not doing it for a reason to make a relationship, it's not touching for other purposes, there's no problem of the Gia Shechiba. And Moshe says the truth, I think it was Moshe Dali. You're Dali, he's talking about on the subway. Subway in New York is very, very crowded, and when you're on the subway singing like bumping into ladies, is there a problem of going on the subway to work or not? So Moshe said. So Moshe said that, or Moshe said that being that's not Negiyah Shel Chiba, so Moshe said it's not Negiyah Shel Chiba, so Moshe says, okay, we pass like the Shach, if it's not Negiyah Shel Chiba, it's going to be okay, and it's not going to be a problem because it's not Negiyah Shel Chiba. Many gave by the Kaisa, right? The first bus by the Kaisa, much of Shabbos. It's always like a mad rush. So in the mad rush, a lot of times you bump into a lady. So yeah, that's the same thing. Being that it's not a Gish Shechiba, therefore it's going to be okay. Hey, what do you say? The Gish Shechiba? Love Dafka. By doctor, love Dafka. It's not considered. If the doctor's a part, it's about to stay away. But if it's not, lav dafka. I'm saying he's doing it for medical purposes. And there's the head also about a sale tower. He's busy with his work. Therefore lav dafka. Okay, what about handshakes? Handshakes considered negiyah shel chiba. Hennige in the business world. So you have, you know, people do business handshakes. And is that considered Negiyah Shachiba or not? You came inside Acha that it's not Negiyah Shachiba, you're just doing it for professionalism, you're just shaking hands. You could hear that the whole sort of a handshake in France, for example, when they meet people, they kiss. That's a good one to meet in the street. So, you know, I don't think anyone's going to say that if you kiss a lady in France, it's not called Negiyah Shachiba. That's why you're saying Allah. The Shah is, how do you look at a handshake? Is handshake considered Negiyah Shachiba? Or is handshake considered, is Ladaf considered Negiyah Shachiba? So it's nice with the Chazanish that there was somebody who was, somebody's father, his mother's nifted at a very young age, father got remarried, and he didn't know that his mother's a stepmother. When he found out when he was 15 years old that his mother's a stepmother, so he went there, some Moshe Shtomer, what should he do? So now he's been, you know, touching his mother, hugging his mother, shaking her hand, and he went to Moshe Shtomer, what should he do? Because when he told his father that he's not going to do it anymore, his father got very upset and threatened to throw him out of the house. So Moshe Shtomer went to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said that even to shake her hand is Yarg Val Yaver. It's considered a Sikavu, it's considered a Pesach Darayis, it's Yarg Val Yaver, and Chas Hashem to do it. And he told Moshe Shtomer, tell the Bacher, the Maisa, that if you follow what Chazal said, that I guarantee you that nothing's going to happen. So Moshe Shtomer told the Bacher, the Maisa, that he has to tell his stepmother, but Shtomer, if not. Nicely told his parents, and saved over, they gave it. So maybe there's a little bit different. Over there, right, over there can be, there's a little bit different. There it's Chiba because it's stepmother. The stipla has a different letter. There's letter in Kerns and Agassah from the stipla that
so
they have.
It's written also because it's his father's wife?
Yeah, there's a little different. I wouldn't bring a right from there because there maybe it's also Chiba, their relationship with each other. There's a letter from the stipla that somebody asked the stipla that she can't shake a lady's hand. And if you say no, you're going to embarrass her. Is about to shake her hand. Stipe wrote back that it's definitely Yarg Vayaver, and Chas Shalom to do it is Yarg Vayaver, and it's definitely Yasser. What does Moshe Feinstein hold? So Moshe Feinstein has a couple of tshuvas about it. Moshe Tshuva, first of all, he writes that people taina, that's not a Gidish Shalchiba, kosher l'smich al zeh. Very straight to be samach on it, and Pashas, it isn't a Gidish Shalchiba, and Moshe said Pashas would be a problem. He has a different tshuva later on that people wrote to him that it's very, very common people do it. And he still wrote back that it's not so poshut. And third tshuva he wrote that yes, mystery between two tshuvas. I always, and most, I said, kosher l'smich al zeh, and Moshe says that it's very shy to be samach on it, and pashas, you can't be mekel to shake a lady's hand.
Glove
l'chur is not so much different. It's the ma'aser of the Panovich Rav that old time, you know, he knew a lady from when they were young, a lady came over to him and said, oh, I haven't seen you in such a long time. So Panovich Rav said, oy vey vey, it's been such a long time. It's different ma'aser with the Panovich Rav that somebody came to the Panovich Rav. Oh, Panovich Rav was baby back Bakishrin. So he convinced a Freya couple to donate a whole building to Yeshiva. So when they came, you know, they had a little asifa for them with all their Rabban Yeshiva. So when they came in, so the lady took out her hand to Panovich Rav. So everyone's like holding their breath, like, what's he going to say? You know, what's he going to do? Because we didn't want to insult her, you know, she didn't give the check yet. So Panovich said, no, I trust you. We don't have to shake on it. It's fine. So Akbal Maisa, right, Maisa, the public stance of all the Adar is that Maisa shaking a lady's hand is Yag Val Yaver, and a person, you have to sometimes have to be creative how to get out of it. The business manager told me he always makes sure when he goes into business meeting to have a cell phone in his right hand and paper in his left hand. Like, this is not a problem, you know, that, you know, you're holding something to it. It happens to be, if you're in the New York area, most situations already, the ladies already heard of it. They know about it already. They know about from Jews. They know about Hasidim. They heard of it. It's not like they never heard of it. It's something coming from Mars. Something heard of. They heard of it. And fakir, it could be if you shake your hands. You know, she might. You know, there's a ma'aser once. You know, that I get enough time for it. But the site is that they know about it, and you don't have to feel uncomfortable about it. And it's not something which is so strange. And I'll say ma'aser quickly with in Peekskill. So when he moved to Peekskill, the yeshiva, so at the beginning, the people in the neighborhood weren't so happy, you know. Peekskill's up in the mountains, like a little ranch town over there. So they weren't so happy, oh, yeshiva's coming to town. So the first couple of years, they used to make a barbecue for the whole community. So they made a barbecue, you know, to invite the community. So this lady comes over to Rabbi Kanarik, you know, to say, hello, hi Rabbi, how are you doing? So Rabbi Kanarik said, so I tell you, by us Jews, we only shake our wife's hand. We don't touch anyone else. So the lady thinks, and she goes, wow, Rabbi, that's so romantic. It's not such a shrek concept. You explain to people and you don't have to be embarrassed about it. And nice, so that's what one should do.